Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and good morning to the Shred Show Live with me, your host, the always enthusiastic, the always excited Josh Pitts. And I am excited because I've got two incredible guests. Guys, we have top originators, top 1% of originators hanging out with us this morning, going to be sharing some of the most valuable insights, tips, strategies, things that they have done in 2020 and how they're carrying the momentum over to 2021. So joining me, top producers, Ryan Grant and Darren McClellan. Guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
I'm worried. Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
Guys, it's been a banner year here in 2020. And again, being top producers as you guys are, top 1% of originators in all the industry, 2020 has been one of those years where I don't want to say deals have just been falling into our laps as originators, but I mean, there's been a lot of opportunity. Interest rates are at all-time lows. There's just opportunity is flowing freely as long as we as originators, as long as we as, you know, producers are actually out there making it happen. And of course, something that I am excited to talk about as always as well is utilizing tools, tactics, and different programs to really be most efficient with our time. And the art of homeownership, I know, is a tool that both a resource that you guys are using in your business. So I want to take a sec and talk about how you guys have used art of homeownership in 2020, how you plan on utilizing it in 2021, and really, again, how it's helped you have a banner year here in 2020. So Ryan, let's start with you, and then we'll slide over to Darren.
Yeah, for us, we've really made it kind of the benchmark of our business because one of the questions that we've always asked on post-closing calls is, you know, Josh, if we just happened to close a transaction for you, I'd have a post-closing call. And one of the questions I'd ask would be, Josh, what was the ultimate reason you chose to work with us? Right? I'd ask how their experience was and all those things, but I really want to narrow down that. And previously, before Art of Homeownership, it was you guys had a good interest rate. You were referred by the realtor. It seemed like the easiest course of action. You had great customer service. You followed up. There's a lot of reasons, right? But none of those were really impactful.
Sure.
So what I'm looking for now is when I ask that question for the client to say, it's because no other lender we talked to committed to helping us long term, right? They only committed to giving us a mortgage. And what we really liked from you guys is that you're going to help us for years to come to help us grow our generational wealth and plan for future real estate goals. And we wouldn't have felt comfortable doing that on our own.
Sure.
And that's what we look for, right? Because that creates that level of dependency on us from a real estate and financial perspective. That's going to carry us through and actually allow us to thrive during the times where they become a little bit challenging, right? Because now we have such an engaged database of people that refer us to other people and they need help and they need planning, and we can really figure out what the future of our business looks like based upon the future of what our clients are going to do, right? And so that's been really huge for us, is just focusing on making sure every client knows what makes us unique and what our value proposition is that sets us apart from really everybody else.
Oh, dude. And that's just it. We talk about this a lot, is being able to separate yourself from everybody else. So Darren, again, kind of as Ryan has alluded to, is that how you've kind of utilized AOH and Art of Homeownership within your business?
100%. Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest things that we've seen is, and just over the years of being in the business, is that people really need help and guidance. And in a year like this, I would say more than ever, I mean, there's people that are genuinely struggling. There's people making big decisions that impact their life. If you don't, Art of Homeownership provides a framework to do it, but the reality is the consumer needs guidance, and they need planning, and they need strategy, and they need somebody kind of along for the ride. And we've really never had a system and process to do that. I mean, you're always trying to stay engaged with your clients, but this platform allows you to do that at scale. There's a couple of pieces of the platform that I used for a long time prior to becoming a part of AOH, but and I was a huge believer in it. So when I saw that was part of the platform, I'm like, okay, this is perfect. And then it's like a playbook. It's a playbook for the business, which is super powerful for, I think, originators, especially as you are at scale or trying to get scale with your business. Kind of having a system and a process for everything, I think, is super important. But what for me, what it really boils down to is the consumer really needing help, really needing long-term guidance as life evolves, being able to help them with decisions. And normally we've just never had a plan for that, right? There's really nothing out there that likes, we talk about it as an industry, like, man, this is the right thing to do, but to implement that, that's kind of hard. So this has been, kind of a game changer for us.
I love that you talk about a system or a playbook, a plan. Yesterday, we actually had Barry Habib on the show talking about that exact thing. Like, you have to have a plan in place. Like, if you just, again, as originators, sometimes we just fly by the seat of our pants. We're like, well, hell, business is coming in left and right. I don't really need to worry about it. Like, I'm just, my pipeline's full. My clients are happy. So it is what it is. But the art of a homeownership provides you with that structure. It's that playbook in place. So you're not just running around like, oh, yeah, I got deals coming in left and right. I don't know where to plan with you. I don't know where to go with them. It actually gives you a little bit of structure, which a lot of people know that something in my business is structure is something, especially as an originator, it just was lacking a little bit. But both of you have kind of talked about that, and it does give you that plan. It gives you that little bit of guidance that you're needing, because again, staying in front of clients is one thing, but really providing that value that you talked about, Darren, that is a whole nother level. And I know, Ryan, you've talked about that in the past as well. You have to, it's not just separating yourselves, like just being different, but it's truly providing that value long-term. So again, as we've discussed, like you're a valuable resource. You're a long-term resource. It's not just, hey, completing the mortgage transaction, buying that home, doing that refinance. It's that long-term value that you're adding to that those clients. Right, Ryan?
Yeah. And as much as we do it for the client, right, because we realize it's going to improve their future, which really is the difference between, you know, in my opinion, a mortgage transaction and a mortgage relationship, right? A mortgage relationship provides ongoing value because there's that person is proactive in your life. But just giving that to the consumer is only one aspect of it. There is definitely a selfish aspect to it, right?
And of course,
as I was telling you before the show started, we were just out in Tucson with a big coaching group for Leadership 360. There's about 30 top originators, you know, business owners, company owners out there. And one of the things we talked about was transitioning from out of, you know, mainstream origination to management, to oversight, and then ultimately, you know, being able to succession plan at some point, right? So we don't have to do this all the way until we are done.
Wait, Ryan, you don't want to do this till the day you die? Are you serious? This is so much fun.
I know. And so we really talked about systematizing your business, right? And if I'm going to buy Darren's business or buy your business, Josh, I'm going to ask some really prudent questions, which is, what does your database engagement look like? What's your future anticipated earnings? How many real estate partners do you have that are reliant on, you know, a large part of your business? How many ancillary partners? How many corporate affiliate programs do you have where you're the preferred lender? And 99 out of 100 lenders are going to say, I don't know, to the majority of those. So to Darren's point, it's a playbook to get all of those things in position to where at some point, not only can you elevate out of the conversion aspect of the business, but at some point you can actually transition out of the business altogether and sell it and make a multiple upfront and earn out over 5 to 10 years. And so we're really excited to do that ourselves. And if Darren does it and I do it and, you know, hundreds of other art of homeownership professionals do it, well, then we can all buy each other's businesses when we want, right? Like, then we have a system where I know exactly what I'm getting, right? And so on and so forth. And so that's a really cool aspect that everybody at the event was very excited about.
That's awesome. And Darren himself has the gray hair to prove how easy this business is and how much fun it is. So Darren, I love that we're having this conversation, because this is something, I mean, in the past, this was not even discussion that happened, is when you went to buy somebody's business or an originator basically had no, you know, long-term, no residual income. It was just like, well, shit, I literally do have to basically produce till the day I die. And it is what it is. But now having these discussions and AOH is opening up those opportunities. It's exciting for me. And I'm sure, Darren, for you, it's exciting as well. Because again, being a top producer, being somebody who has worked so hard and so diligently over the years, this does provide those new opportunities for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a service business, right? So I think with any service business, it's hard to get a real good multiple on the value of your book, because it's transitory. The clients may stay, they may not. When the big originator leaves, is the client going to stick around? And I think what we've learned, and I know that Ryan's learned this firsthand and I'm learning it as well, is like, if you do the right things with your business, you can eventually step back from kind of the day-to-day, some of the day-to-day. I mean, it doesn't mean you can walk away from the business, but the idea is that if you have clients engaged in your database, if you're constantly providing value through the tools, the strategy, the guidance, your team is doing those same things, and somebody else can eventually take that on, as long as, you know, both clients engage and we're providing that level of service and expertise that the client expects, that can transition, especially, you know, much easier to somebody that's already part of the platform, because they understand and the client understands, and then, you know, whoever's operating the business. But I now see that. I didn't see that before with my business. I was like, all right, I'm just going to kind of run this thing out for the next 15 years. Hopefully I buy enough real estate that that'll carry me. But, you know, that was really the only strategy I had. And so now it's like, okay, hey, you can see how it is. And in real estate too, I mean, people really are not selling. You might partner with somebody. You see that up a fair amount. Like, hey, I'm going to partner with you. I want to still get a piece of this. But historically, that just hasn't happened in our business. So that's, I think that's just cherry on the top for anybody that's on the platform.
Well, it really is. And that's just it. We haven't had these discussions. Like, I remember back, you know, even a few years ago, even talking about buying somebody's book of business, like that was unheard of in our industry. And nobody even knew how to go about doing it, or like what does the worth of that look like? So having these discussions now and being, I love that you call it the cherry on top of Art of Homeownership, Darren, because it is. There's so many other valuable tools and resources that Art of Homeownership provides for our current clients and providing value to them. But it's also, it's creating this discussion among industry professionals of what this looks like. Over that business, being able to transition people and being able to trust you have a community, a reliable source. Because the last thing you want to do is, if Ryan is selling his book of business or selling his business and selling basically those relationships to Darren, to somebody he doesn't trust, he's worked his entire life building relationships and building that. And now if he's just going to hand it off to somebody just to the top dollar, it's not. But the Art of Homeownership is creating like, hey, I trust Darren, creating that community of people that they can actually say, hey, you know what? I've got to know Darren through this community. I know this is somebody I can trust and rely on. This is somebody I feel comfortable selling those relationships to long-term. And Ryan, that's what, I mean, the Art of Homeownership builds as well. It builds that community. It builds that trust long-term as an industry as well.
Yeah, you said,
just to jump in real quick. It's that certain level of care, Josh. Like, it's what clients should expect. And if we do it, if everybody's kind of doing it somewhat the same way.
Sure.
You know, it becomes like it's that next level, whether it's a great hospital group, whether it's a great restaurant chain, whether it's a hospitality business. There's those kind of like standards that you can expect when you go into a certain level of hospitality. And you kind of want that for, it doesn't have to be like over the top luxurious, but the idea is that it's a standard of care that the consumer can expect. And that's kind of part of what we're shooting for. Sorry, Ryan, I stepped on you a little bit.
No, that was great. And I think that, you know, Josh said a word that I wanted to point out when he said rely on, right? I mean, that's what we've really created, a system where the client relies on us for the future success in real estate and finance, right? The real estate professional relies on us for their value proposition, right? I mean, we're seeing it, Zillow now having, you know, salaried agents. That's going to be a trend that will continue. And you know, Zillow's not going to be selling leads when the market gets challenging, and if they're going to take them and give them to their own agents and their own lending team. So, you know, if we need a value proposition, so do our real estate professionals that we have come to, you know, really love and appreciate and become close with as legitimate partners. And if we didn't give them a strategic advantage that we also have, we would just be letting them go by the wayside. And that's not something that I'd be willing to do. And so a lot of our partners who've signed up on the platform with us are just absolutely loving it, because they convert at a much higher level. They have a much more meaningful value proposition to the client the same way that we do, right? So we not only help ourselves, we not only help our clients, but we help our real estate partners, our financial planners, our CPAs, our contractors. And so, it just extends into a world where everybody can up-level their value proposition. And the client, like Darren said, will ultimately expect this level of value from the professionals that they choose to work with. Or they're going to think, you know what, I can and will do all those things on my own, which is like less than 1% of the population. And because I have that belief, I'm going to go to Quicken, right? Or I'm just going to go to someone cheap and get it done. And then I'll burden the, you know, everything else right on my shoulders, which, you know, when people understand what we do and how we do it and what our commitment is, they just don't want that.
Oh, dude, 100%. And this is something, this is a whole other topic. We could spend all kinds of time on this topic in particular, because I think especially as technology, you know, with fintech, people trying to replace, I mean, Zillow's and some of these other large lenders trying to replace what we do, the value that we actually create. Those of us who have been in the industry for a long time know it's irreplaceable, but we have to unite as an industry. We have to come together and make that the standard, the value that we are giving. And that's what Art of Homeownership, that's why I love what you guys are doing, the vision that you have for the future, this idea and these discussions that you're having, because ultimately it's up to us as originators, it's up to us as mortgage professionals to create this standard and this level of value that we're giving to our clients. So we're not replaced by these big, you know, box companies, these box stores who are paying salaried agents to take orders. That's not what the consumer needs. The consumer needs so much more than that. And these discussions that we're having, and again, the tools and resources that the Art of Homeownership has, is what continues to add that value for that consumer. I want to wrap up with this. I know you guys are on tight timelines here, but we had a great question come in from Jackson Ball, the U.S. Army, just retired. Jackson, thank you so much for your service. But yeah, he's a brand new LO, been in the business for 6 months. From top producers like yourselves, what's a beginner level advice that you would give to somebody like Jackson just starting off in the business? Darren, we'll start with you, and then we'll end on you, Ryan.
Oh man, there's so many places to go with that. I would say, first off, congrats, Jackson, for getting in the business. Excited to have you part of the our industry. But number one is maybe just being patient. You know, this is such like a mindset game, and it's you know, it takes a long time to kind of learn all the ins and outs of the business. So be patient with yourself. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. It's obviously an incredible time to be in the business, but I would focus on blocking and tackling, learn as much, kind of fundamental skills as you can. And once you kind of have that down, then you can work on kind of layering the other pieces of the business. Like some of the stuff that we talk about here might be, you know, stuff that you implement, I mean, ideally as soon as possible, but it might take you a little bit of time to implement all that stuff. So focus on kind of fundamental skills, be patient with yourself, and then use every transaction as an opportunity to build relationships with buy side, sell side, the client, going back in, make sure they have an incredible experience, and then going back in and looking for opportunities to kind of build upon that.
Love that. Ryan, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Jackson, again, thank you for your service, and glad to have you in the business. We, you know, when I first started, I focused a lot on just being out there and around and getting people to refer me business. I didn't really necessarily focus on the value I was bringing to the client. And I think that was a big miss for me, right? And so what I would tell you is focus on the value you're giving to every single client, because that is going to grow your business more than anything else you could possibly do. If you really show someone long-term value, they will refer you to their friends, their family, their coworkers, and you can turn one client into four easily, as opposed to trying to count on other referral sources or things that may be outside of your control. So focus on not only, and when I say value, I don't mean customer service. That has to be part of it, but what are you doing to commit to that client that nobody else is doing, right? So I would say really focus on that, and you'll find the rest will take care of itself.
Boom. Guys, that is like a mic drop. Jackson, you just got some of the best advice, and everybody in the entire industry. That's like going into business 2021. Like you implement some of these simple things, and that's what you can get when you join AOH and you join this community that they are building. This is the type of discussions that you can have on a regular basis. It's planning for the future. It's knowing how to block and tackle it. It's starting on the fundamentals that these guys are talking about and providing that ultimate value to your consumer and your clients. Ryan and Darren, literally, I cannot thank you guys enough. Like this last even just couple of minutes, you have dropped so much value, so many resources and ideas. Absolutely brilliant. I cannot thank you guys enough for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Yeah, talk to you, the man. Thanks, brother.
Guys, you are absolutely awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, there you go. Jackson said, thank you guys so much for that. Thank you for your time. Guys, as always, we appreciate you. We love you. And now it's time for you to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See you guys. See you, Ryan. See you, Darren.
Thanks, guys.